to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
You know, there's one simple thing you can do to awaken your third eye. And with your third eye awakened, the whole universe becomes available to you. You'll be able to uncover spiritual powers, improve your health, open your heart, and experience true bliss. And there's one simple thing you can do to awaken your third eye. And you can find out what that one simple thing is during my conversation today with Susan Shumsky, who is author of Awaken Your Third Eye. So, welcome. You're here on Full Power Living, and we're dedicated to awakening the world to the power, importance, and mastery of human emotions. Remember, you can chat with us as you listen to the show on emotionalpro.com and blogtalkradio.com/FPL. You can also subscribe through iTunes, and we have a toll-free number, 888-498-0570. That's 888-498-0570. Well, Dr. Susan Shumsky has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, and positive ways. She's a pioneer in the human potential field, and she spent more than 47 years teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. And one of the ways she's done that is by being a best-selling author of 11 books, including Miracle Prayer, Divine Revelation, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Auras, Exploring Chakras, How to Hear the Voice of God, Ascension, Instant Healing, The Power of Auras, The Power of Chakras, and the one we're talking about today, Awaken Your Third Eye. For 22 years, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who was guru of the Beatles and of Deepak Chopra. Dr. Shumsky served on Maharishi's personal staff for 7 years. She's founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. She's done over 680 speaking engagements and over 700 media appearances since her first book was published, and she's been featured on almost every media outlet you can think of: Women's World, GQ, Cosmopolitan, nationally syndicated TV and radio on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Coast to Coast AM with George Nouri, and she was on William Shatner's Weird or What, and in the movie Three Magic Words. Find her on the web at drsusan.org, drsusan.org. Dr. Susan Shumsky, welcome to Full Power Living.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be here with you today, Eileen.
Great. Well, I've been in my field for 43 years. 47 years is a long time, and you've been working all that time to help them wake up to be who they really are. And a big step in this is to awaken our third eye. So let's start with, what is the third eye? Where is it, if it is a place? And why is it so important?
The third eye is extremely important. And it is located in your subtle body. We have this gross physical body that we inhabit. We walk around in this physical body. But we also have a subtle body, and the subtle body is what's keeping you alive. It gives you motion. It gives you heat. It includes several layers. And there's one layer of your subtle body that's called the pranamaya kosha in Sanskrit. And what that means is the energy body. And prana is life force energy. In China, they call that qi, and in Japan, they call it ki. So this subtle energy, this life force energy, is what gives you life. It is said in the ancient scriptures of India that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So prana is this energy that we all experience, possess, and this pranic energy is flowing through specific pathways in our subtle body. These pathways are called nadi in India, and they're called meridian in China. So when many of these nadis intersect and create a plexuses, those are called chakra. And I was so glad to hear that you pronounced chakra correctly when you did your introduction there. So these chakra are regulating our gross physical body. They're in the subtle body, though. If you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find a chakra or a nadi anywhere. There are seven major chakra, and one of those seven major chakra is called the Ajna chakra, which means command center in Sanskrit. And that command center is the third eye chakra, and that is in the center of your head. It's right in the middle of your cranium. So that third eye chakra is very important. You wanted to know what is its importance, because it is about helping you to realize your true self. It's about developing your intuition and being able to experience higher consciousness.
That was a very thorough answer, and thank you for the compliment on my pronunciation. I appreciate it. Well, in your book, you spend a lot of time demonstrating through the investigation you've done in different religions and different cultures that people have been seeking to awaken their third eye for centuries. And yet, centuries ago, it appears that awakening the third eye was only something that was available to maybe ascetics, people who studied spiritually for many years, as apparently you did under the tutelage of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. But in your book, you're now offering this possibility to people who just read your book and follow the instructions that you give, and you say now you think it will work. What's different now that we can get it in this different form? We can realize it.
Right. So the world has changed tremendously in the last 50 years or so. It used to have a very dense vibration on this planet, and now the vibration has lifted to such a degree that people are able to have spiritual experiences very easily and very quickly. And so that's why I claim that anyone can learn to develop their intuitive abilities. Anyone can open their third eye. And I give you dozens of ways to do that in the book, Awaken Your Third Eye. There are many, many practices that I offer, both ancient and modern. For example, there are yoga exercises such as the asanas, which are yoga postures, the pranayama, which is yoga breathing, also the bandhas, which are muscular locks, and mudras, which are various ways, positions of putting your body, various parts of your body into. And there are techniques from Taoism, the microcosmic orbit, and meditation techniques such as Trishtika meditation and divine revelation meditation, which is my form of meditation that I recommend, and many other methods of meditation are provided in the book. It is really a thorough, incredibly thorough investigation of the third eye, and also a very thorough sort of primer for people to actually develop their own third eye and awaken their own intuition.
That's absolutely so. I actually think, now I've been working on opening myself, not specifically my third eye, but for a few years, and I really believe just by reading your book, my intuition took a jump. I was noticing myself just flatly telling people things that I normally might say, well, in my opinion, but I wasn't doing that. I was going, well, this is what is happening here. And
right.
That was very interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so you do talk about, you say when we awaken our third eye, we can develop super sensory perception. So in mm-hmm. addition to intuition, what is super sensory perception?
Okay, so people talk about ESP, extrasensory perception, but that's actually a misnomer because you cannot have any experience without using the senses. The senses, either subtle senses or gross senses, we're using all the time in order to perceive experiences in the outer world and also experiences in the inner world. So when I say supersensory perception, I'm talking about the experiences of subtle realms of existence, and being able to develop supersensory perception means developing your clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient abilities. Clairvoyance means clear seeing. It's a French word meaning clear seeing, and it means being able to see things, visions, with your inner eye or your mind's eye, whatever you want to call that. Your third eye is actually what I call it. And then there's a clairaudience, meaning clear hearing, where you're able to hear things that are hidden from view, such as messages from divine beings, from your higher self, from angels, archangels, deities, and so on. And then clear feeling is clairsentience. That would be getting gut feelings, being led in certain directions. So these are the three basic ways that we develop and experience supersensory perception, or I also call it subtle sensory perception.
Yes, I like that. I'm wondering, I've had a couple of times that are outstanding to me. Once I was asking a question about how to end a pattern that had debilitated me since I was a very small child, and I woke up early in the morning with specific words going through my head. And another time I was awakened by someone clearly calling my first name several times. So I never have been able to repeat those experiences. And I'm wondering, as I listen to you, if developing my or awakening my third eye would allow me to have more of those kinds of experiences. It sounds like it would.
Yes, Eileen, actually, it's very easy and simple and effortless for you to be able to have those kinds of experiences at will. And that's what I teach. I mean, I know that there are people who have had one or two experiences in their life, and some of them even are authors who've made an entire career out of their one or two experiences that they have. But in fact, what I do is I teach people how to have their experiences of subtle sensory perception at will whenever they want. And here's the secret for doing that. 5 minutes into the show, and I'm already going to give you the big secret. Is that true?
Okay, I was going to hold off, but you go for it.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just to sit down in a chair, you close your eyes, you take a few deep breaths, you get still and quiet and centered and balanced within yourself, and then you take a few more deep breaths, get even more still, and then you take a few more really deep breaths, and you get really quiet and still and peaceful, and then basically, you're in a state of meditation, deep meditation, and or you can call it whatever you want. If you don't want to call it meditation, I don't care. You're just in a state of inner quietude. And then you do something that people normally do not do or don't ever do during meditation, and that is you ask. You ask a question, or you ask for guidance. You ask specific question about something, a problem perhaps in your life that you need an answer to, or you ask about a specific thing that you're dealing with, or you ask for creative ideas about a project that you're working on, whatever it is. You could also ask for a specific spiritual experience that you want. And then you do something else that people don't normally do. You take another big deep breath and you do what I call the do nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And then just allow yourself to be receptive. You're receiving now. So you're just receptive and you are allowing. I call that the do nothing program. And then that still small voice will speak to you within your heart, and it will answer your question. It will give you guidance. It will speak either through clairvoyance, clairaudience, or clairsentience. You will receive your answer. So it's really that simple. And everything that I teach is based upon one premise, and that is ask and it shall be given unto you.
You know, some years ago, my previous husband and I were in a meditation group, and our guides had been identified to us through that group. And one week we went for our meeting and we meditated, and pretty soon my former husband's guides were chastising him because they had been trying to help him, but he wouldn't ask them for help. And they pointed out that they could not help him unless he asked. Do you subscribe?
Yes, that is correct. Because if a being is truly from the spiritual world, in other words, a divine being such as an angel, archangel, or ascended master or deity, they will not interfere or intervene unless it's an emergency. They will not interfere or intervene on your behalf unless you ask for that, because it's kind of like the prime directive on Star Trek or something. They're actually not allowed to interfere with human affairs unless they've been asked.
Good, good. I'm glad you clarified that. Now, you spoke before and said the third eye is not an actual material thing, but it does appear to be associated with the pineal gland, or the pineal gland, however you mm-hmm. pronounce it. Mm-hmm. What is the connection between the third eye and the pineal gland? I know you offer a whole chapter on scientific work on this gland, but what's the connection between these two?
Yes, I failed to mention when you were asking me where it's located, I failed to mention where, in fact, it is located. It is in your subtle body, which means if you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find a chakra or a nadi or the third eye anywhere, because it is in your subtle body. And it is located in a specific area of your subtle body, and that is, it is seated in the pineal gland. So the pineal gland is extremely important, and it is the center of the what we call Ajna Chakra, which means command center. It's called command center because it is, in fact, regulating and commanding all of the other chakras. And every chakra has an endocrine gland associated with it. I'm sorry. Every one of your major chakras, your seven major chakras, are associated with an endocrine gland. And so the Ajna Chakra, or third eye, is associated with the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. I found it really interesting. We don't really have time to go into it, that small children, their pineal gland is very large and open, and then it shrinks as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that very interesting. When we come back, it's time for our break now, but when we come back, I'd like to have you talk a little bit. The pineal gland produces melatonin, and so many people have sleeping problems these days that I'd like you to talk a little bit about what you cover regarding the pineal gland and melatonin and sleep issues when we come back. All right?
Yes.
All right. I'm talking today with Dr. Susan Shumsky. She's the author of 11 books, including Awaken Your Third Eye, which we're discussing today. And we'll be right back here on Full Power Living to talk about what the pineal gland and melatonin can do for you and your sleep. How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want? To take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes, or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal.
Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. And here I have a few announcements. Sign up at emotionalpro.com to be on our mailing list. We'll send you our biweekly newsletter telling you about our programs. Next week, our show is on Thanksgiving Day, and that is the day of my 73rd birthday. So I'm talking with people next week who've known and interacted with me over the 72 years as we explore what I euphemistically call the first 72 years. And I believe it will inspire you to think about how you affect the people in your life during your first 72 years. That's next Thursday, 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you can't be there in person, do listen to our archives. On some of our upcoming shows, we're going to be investigating a unique program for keeping new mothers and babies safe and healthy in the jungles of Ecuador and Peru. We'll be talking about peace and where to find it. And we'll be looking at what doctors don't tell you. And we'll hear from now grown children about how their working mothers gave benefit to their lives by working while they were children. So these are great shows that are going to stimulate you and offer you information and perspective that will help you on your own journey. And I want to thank you, too, for helping us with our mission of awakening and transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. We're talking today with Dr. Susan Shumsky, who is author of Awaken Your Third Eye. Dr. Shumsky, before we took our break, I was talking with you about the pineal gland, and you have a whole chapter on the scientific research that's been done on the pineal gland, and one of the main things it does is to produce melatonin, which affects our sleep. Can you talk a little bit about how it is that so many people may have sleep issues because we are no longer working effectively, many of us, with the natural cycles of our own pineal gland?
Right. As a matter of fact, the circadian rhythm is quite important in order for us to have a happy, healthy life. And because of something that they call LAN, or light at night pollution, the scientific community has used that term, and that is causing many kinds of disorders. It's very important to have sleep, proper sleep. It's very important to get enough sleep. And one of the reasons is because melatonin is only produced when the retina is perceiving that it's dark. In other words, the circadian rhythm, the biological, natural biological rhythms of light and lightness and darkness are being followed by human beings. And melatonin is a very important substance that has many benefits, including lowering the body temperature for the sleep state, reducing cholesterol and the risk of arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease, reducing blood pressure and the tendency for blood clots and strokes, reducing the risk of heart attack, cancer, and viral replication, and also it maintains and enhances immune system health. So, you know, melatonin is very important, and that's not the only thing that the pineal gland produces. It also produces serotonin. So it produces melatonin in the dark, and it produces serotonin in the light. And I really recommend that people use a mask at night when you sleep, a sleep mask. That will help you in your melatonin production because of this light at night pollution that we undergo in our modern world. And what I mean by light at night pollution means that, you know, we're using artificial lights to light at night, light us at night. So that's not the only thing that those substances are not the only things that the pineal gland produces. There was a recent study done in 2013 where Rick Strassman and his Cottonwood Research Group found that in rodents, they actually discovered that the pineal gland is producing DMT, which is dimethyltryptamine, which is an illegal psychedelic substance that was used in the 60s to produce a highly intense hallucinogenic effect. And right now, the jungles of the Amazon have become popular tourist destinations for people who want to experience something called ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yes.
Ayahuasca is a plant, shamanic plant medicine that actually is made of DMT. So that has become a place where many people are flocking to experience these various states of consciousness, these altered states of consciousness, perceiving things that are hidden from view, perceiving kinds of experiences of other realms, other worlds, other beings. Well, the fact that they discovered that the pineal gland is producing DMT is a stunning discovery, because what that means is that the ancients have been correct all along, in that they have told us that the third eye is the seat of illumination, the seat of experiences of a higher nature, experiences of other worlds and other beings. So, in fact, chemically, they've proven it. So that's very, very interesting. Now, I do not recommend that anyone take any drug, including ayahuasca or DMT or anything else, any psychedelic or any other kind of drug. I don't recommend that. But I do recommend that you open and awaken your third eye and therefore stimulate the production of melatonin, serotonin, and pineal or whatever, however you pronounce it, and also DMT.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Our daughter has lived in Ecuador and worked in the jungles for the last 6 years. And so we've learned about ayahuasca, and I didn't realize that connection. That's really until I read it in your book. So now, before we get into the processes, you recommend some of the processes for opening the third eye. There's a lot of symbolism and history. Let's talk about the symbolism first. It shows up. The third eye shows up represented on temples and churches and through the cyclops eye on our dollar bills and all kinds of places. Talk about the symbolism of this third mm-hmm. eye, please.
Well, the pineal gland looks like a tiny pine cone, beehive, or corn stalk. That's the reason it's called the pineal gland. It's because it actually looks like a pine cone or a pine seed. And so it was named that, you know, way back in ancient Greek time. So the symbolism of the pine cone, which represents the highest spiritual illumination, it appears all throughout the ancient world. And it's also prevalent in the esoteric modern world, such as Freemasonry, Theosophy, Gnosticism, and Christianity. So the beehive is a common Masonic symbol. The corn stalk was widely portrayed by indigenous tribes of the Americas. The largest religious monument in the entire world is in Cambodia. It's called Angkor Wat. And it has colossal domes that are pine cone shaped. You also find pine cones or beehives adorning the head of Buddha in statues throughout Asia. And the world's largest pine cone statue is in the Court of the Pine Cone that's found in the Vatican. which is flanked by two peacocks that represent resurrection and immortality. The pine cone also appears on the staff of the Pope, his staff, and also in his coat of arms.
Wow.
In addition to that, we have something called a thyrsus. That's a wand or a staff of the ancient Greeks that's wielded by Dionysus, also known as Bacchus, and his followers, which are called the Satyrs and the Maenads. And that thyrsus wand is made of a stalk of giant fennel plant, and it has a pine cone topping it. Also, you're going to find it in Freemasonry. You're going to find the eye of the all-seeing eye in Freemasonry. You're going to find the eye of Providence on the $1 bill. And you're going to find the dog star, which is Sirius. And that is the most important symbol of the Masonic order. You'll find that often embedded in the floor of the Masonic temples, and also you'll find it in their tracing boards. You'll see the dog star represented. The dog star, which is 20 times brighter than our sun, it's the star Sirius. It's the brightest star in the sky. And in ancient civilizations, this star was of supreme importance to astronomy, mythology, and the occult. It is deemed the sun behind the sun and the true source of our sun's potency. So it is considered to be the true light shining in the east. It keeps the spiritual realm alive, and it is said to be the seat of divine beings, such as ascended masters and higher beings, and it is associated with the pineal gland. Also, there's the Eye of Horus. In Egypt, the Philosopher's Stone, all these are symbols of the pineal gland, or the third eye, seat of the third eye.
So the way that struck me when I was reading your book was that some of us may think your discussion of the third eye is woo-woo, for want of a better term right now. But the reality is that it has been part of human culture from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Very much so, because human culture has known the truth about these things. It's just that in our modern era, we seem to suppress things that are not seen or heard or felt by the senses, by our physical senses. But in fact, our subtle body is actually running, regulating, and maintaining the health of our gross physical body. So the ancients knew that. Ayurvedic medicine knows that. Chinese medicine knows that. It's just that modern medicine doesn't seem to give any credence to the subtle body. They don't think it exists. And that's too bad, because they are not availing themselves of these ancient practices that are very powerful, such as Chinese medicine, acupuncture, acupressure, Ayurvedic medicine, and so on.
So do you have some exercises that you might be able to share with us here on the broadcast to help us open our third eye? Anything we could do starting right now?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great.
The most important thing is what I mentioned earlier in the show, and that is that meditation that I was teaching about asking and receiving. That would be number one. However, in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye, there are dozens and dozens mm-hmm. of practices and techniques to help you open your third eye, both ancient and modern. Some of these would be, for example, there's specific asanas or yoga exercises, yoga postures that are very good, including the shoulder stand and the plow. There would be pranayama, which means yoga breathing. In other words, deep breathing is very, very good for helping you awaken your third eye. Also, bandhas, which are muscular locks, including the Uddiyana bandha, the Jalandhara bandha, and the Mula bandha. These are specific exercises that you can learn how to do. And also, the mudras, are very potent and helpful for awakening the third eye. They're called mudras, and these are things that you can also learn from my book, Awaken Your Third Eye. In addition to that, there's the microcosmic orbit, which is an ancient Taoist practice which involves visualizing a ball of light, making a circular circuit throughout your subtle body. Also, there's meditation techniques. One of these would be what we would call mirror gazing. Trotika meditation, actually, is what it's called, Trotika. And one of them is mirror gazing, where you would just sit in front of a mirror and gaze at your own forehead, for example, and you would do that in the dark. Sit in the dark and gaze at the mirror, and that will help you to start to develop your clairvoyant abilities. In fact, Trotika meditation can take other forms as well, such as gazing at the moon, gazing at a star, gazing at the horizon, gazing at a picture of a divine being, a holy being, gazing at a candle. These will all help you to develop clairvoyant sight. Now, what do I mean by gazing? I mean that you have two eyes, and those two eyes actually give two different pictures, but the brain puts those two pictures together. But if you relax your eyes, you'll see with double vision. You'll actually see the two different images. Now, if you get a book that has magic eye photos in it, magic eye pictures they're called, that would be a book that has pictures that just look like a bunch of odd shapes and colors. But when you gaze at them with soft focus vision, a third dimensional image will pop out of the page. So you're gazing with soft focus vision, relaxing your eyes, and that three-dimensional object will pop off the page, and you'll be able to see some odd image like a horse or a heart or a flower or whatever it happens to be. So check into the magic eye photos. That will help you to develop your clairvoyant sight, because this relaxed vision, this soft focus vision, is the key to clairvoyant sight.
Speaking of checking into things, thank you for that. It's very rich. One of the things I want to bring out is to invite people to check out your website, drsusan.org. And maybe you can do that while we take our short break here. We're up to our second break, and you're listening to Full Power Living. We'll be back after this.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com.
Well, in case you're just joining us, I'm talking today with Dr. Susan Shumsky, who's the best-selling author of 11 books, including the one we're discussing today, Awaken Your Third Eye. Dr. Shumsky, one of the things I want to make sure, I know that people can get copies of all your books, and they're just beautiful to behold, on drsusan.org, but where else can people get copy of Awaken Your Third Eye?
Well, I recommend that people get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or any of the .coms that sell books. In fact, it's better to get the book there because you'll get it faster and it'll be less expensive than going to my website. But I do recommend you go to my website, drsusan.org, because you can read the first chapter of every one of my books there. You can listen to free teleseminars. You can read articles. You can see a lot of videos, and you can also read articles. So there's just a lot on that. You can listen to radio interviews, too. And there's just a lot on that website. So
there's,
recommend that you go there.
I really enjoyed seeing you on William Shatner's program. That was great.
Yeah.
I certainly agree with your position there, too. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What else?
Also, I have another website. It's called divinetravel.com. That's DiVinetravels.com. That's Divine Travel, Divine, DiVine, Travels. That's plural on the Travels, TRAVELS.com. On that website, you're going to find amazing tours, retreats, seminars, conferences, cruise ship seminars that are coming up. And it's a good idea to subscribe there, because then you'll be notified in the future of various things that are being offered. You know, obviously, I only offer a few things every year. So in order for you to get in on that and do something in the future, it's a good idea to subscribe, because then you'll be reminded that, oh, yes, this thing is coming up and we're going to this place. And these are all sacred destinations, and also being able to be with like-minded people and make new friends. And they're just amazing experiences. They're life-transforming experiences when you go on these adventures.
They looked really wonderful, the ones that I looked over. So I certainly can appreciate what you're talking about. So one of the things you have in your book, Awaken Your Third Eye, is about how to tell when what we intuit, how to tell when we have intuition, whether it's real or not. I think it's 10 tests that you have.
Yes, I do have a 10-test system. And it's in the book, Awaken Your Third Eye. It's a chapter called Navigating the Inner Realm Safely. And in that chapter, what I talk about is the 10 tests of spiritual discernment, so that you can distinguish and discern between the true voice of spirit and other voices in your mind. So you'll know who or what you are getting your message from. You know, is it the true voice of spirit? Is it your true intuition, or is it your ego? Is it your wishful thinking? Is it an entity, an interfering entity from the astral plane that's trying to control you? Who or what is talking to you in your head, shall we say? And so it's really important that you learn, because there are four places you might be getting your message from. It might be from the spiritual world, could be from the mental world or the astral world, or it could be from the environmental world. So it's really important to learn where it's coming from and make sure that it's that you're only getting your messages from the spiritual world. Otherwise, it's they're fallacious messages. The truth is that the only real messages that are true messages come from the spiritual plane.
I think that's really important. You know, I got a lot out of reading your book, as I have been mentioning, but as I was reading it internally, I ran into the thought, I don't have time to do all of this. And fortunately, right after came the thought, there is nothing more important than doing this. And I think while that may be true, not everyone is ready to focus on spiritual expansion. And I wondered if you ever run into opposition, and what you have to say about the importance of awakening ourselves, the importance of awakening through our third eye.
Well, the most important skill that you could ever possibly learn is to be able to have the connection with spirit, with a capital S, and to be able to clearly listen to the still small voice within you. And the reason why it is the most important skill is because at this time in our civilization, the things that we used to be able to rely on are no longer really available to us. including relying on the government, relying on certain institutions, even relying on our own savings account and so on, our pension. We just don't have the tools and the methods and the security that we used to be able to rely on. So what are we going to do now? Well, we have to learn how to navigate through a kind of a jungle that we've never been in before. So in order for us to be able to even survive and be able to have a successful and prosperous and fulfilling life, we need something that we can rely on. And the thing that you can most rely on is your connection with spirit and your ability to listen to the still small voice and receive clear answers so that you can make decisions with peaceful confidence, so that you can make the wise choices and be able to have guidance on your pathway. You're not going to be able to get really very good guidance from anyone else, but you can get absolutely perfect guidance and clear guidance from your own higher self, from your own connection with the divine presence that is within you. And if you allow that divine presence to be your guide, to be the lighthouse of your life, it will guide you on your pathway, and your life will be filled not only with ease and comfort, but with miraculous happenings, if you're willing to follow that still small voice within you and be led by spirit in your everyday life to guide you in very practical ways, asking very practical questions about different mundane things in your life, and getting guidance and answers from and getting advice from spirit is a really amazing way to live. And your life will take on new meaning and tenor, and you'll be in the right place at the right time, doing the right things, the right people will show up. And coincidences that are not really coincidental will be a daily part of your life. So it's a wonderful way to live, and it's a miraculous way to live.
Wow. Can you just give us an example? I know you have a chapter toward the end of your book, Awaken Your Third Eye, of experiences that people have had as part of the awakening of their third eye. But can you give us some examples of those little mundane kinds of things that can happen as your third eye is awakened?
Yes, as a matter of fact, my very first book that got published, which is Divine Revelation, I followed my inner guidance every step of the way of not only writing that book, but also getting it published. And by many miraculous coincidences and happenings, and just by being obedient to spirit and listening to that inner voice, even though it was very difficult for me to follow the guidance because I was guided to do things that I normally would never do, by just following that inner guidance and trusting it, I got my very first book published by Simon & Schuster, which was completely impossible, by a completely unknown author, a metaphysical book, a book from a writer who was me that had no training in writing. I actually went to art school. And yet by following that guidance every step of the way, it was quite a miraculous happening that book was published by Simon & Schuster.
And I might add, too, that that's another thing that's on your website, is people can order some of your artwork in the form of posters, I believe.
You can get laminated pictures or even canvas prints of my artwork. And my artwork is artwork of, for example, pictures of ascended masters and divine beings. And I have a book that has all the artwork in it, although it is only in black and white. And that's, the book is called Ascension.
Ascension. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, this, I was thinking as you were talking, one sort of last point. I became a single parent about 44 years ago, and I didn't have anybody around to tell me how to parent, so I created a method. And I think it's very similar in ways to what you were just talking about, to to connect with your higher self, to connect with your third eye, you have to go inward. And I determined as a new parent that the most important thing I could teach my children, because they needed something to take with them all the time, I couldn't follow them around and the world was changing really fast, was they needed the ability to make good choices and to be able to review their choices and change their choices if they needed to. And it seems very much very similar, because when you awaken your third eye, you have to go back in, like you were saying, and listen to yourself and then follow what your inner self or your connection with higher powers tells you. And it gets easier and easier over time, but it's a very similar thing. It's clear that it's time now for us humans to do that.
It's very, very important, Eileen. I do believe, as I said earlier in the show, that it is the most important skill that you could ever learn, is to be able to clearly listen to the still small voice within, follow and trust that guidance, know that it's true, know that it's real, know when it isn't real, and act on it. The important thing is to act on it. I mean, people can get guidance, you know, all day long, but if they don't actually follow the guidance, it's not really going to help them that much. So it's really important that you not only trust what you're getting, but you actually take steps and do what you're guided to do.
Absolutely. And so many people sort of miss that opportunity. I was thinking as you were talking there that sometimes the information comes in very subtle ways. You have to really be prepared to apprehend it and act on it. And that probably takes a lot of practice more than anything. But
practice. Any skill that you want to learn, like playing the piano or whatever it is, it takes practice. So
right.
Similarly, it does take practice to get really good at receiving clear intuition and being able to discern. But I do give you all the techniques, and I gave you the easiest technique earlier in the show today, and that is simply going into a quiet state and asking and receiving. And the more you do that, the better you're going to get at this.
Yes, it's so wonderful. Well, as I mentioned to you before the show started, I'm really impressed with how dedicated you are now and how dedicated you have been in your life to help all of us awaken spiritually. So I want to thank you for caring, as well as for sharing what you've learned so extensively as you encourage people to wake up and open up and get to know who they really are. And so thank you so much for taking the time of your life to do that for all of us.
Oh, well, it's my joy and pleasure, and it's really my assignment. I mean, this is my mission, so I don't have a whole lot of choice. I just do it, and I follow that inner guidance. I do my best to follow inner guidance. I'm not perfect at it. Nobody is, but we just do our best as we are willing, at least have a willingness to open to spirit and to follow the guidance that we do receive.
Great. Well, let me remind people that your book is Awaken Your Third Eye. Your website is drsusan.org, drsusan.org, and the other one is divinetravels.com. Those are listed on the chat on Blog Talk Radio also, if you're having trouble understanding me. So, Dr. Susan Shumsky, thank you for being with us here on Full Power Living today. It's been a real joy.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and it's my pleasure to serve, and I'm very glad you invited me. Thank you, Eileen.
All right. Join me again Thanksgiving morning to share stories from my first 72 years, November 26th, 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, for our live broadcast. The production of this show has been collaborative between Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media and me. So thank you, Paul, for helping me learn these new skills. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.